Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we're going to continue on in sharing some thoughts and some understanding of the miracle that Jesus performed as it was written in the Gospel of Mark, the 8th chapter. And this is where there was a crowd of 4,000 who were hungry. They'd been in the wilderness with him for 3 days. And Jesus asked the disciples how many loaves they had. They had 7 loaves of bread. And when, after they were commanded to sit down, after they ate, there were 7 baskets of the broken meat that was left over. And we see also in the book of John, in chapter 6, we find Jesus feeding a multitude of 5,000, and they had 12 baskets left over. So what we see illustrated here is not only miraculous supernatural provision, but it speaks of abundance and satisfaction. We're talking on a spiritual level. Yes, they were hungry in the natural, but they had been feasting spiritually. And not only did they have enough for all of their needs, what God is showing us is that there's more left over. Beloved, you have not received all that God has for you. There's so much more. There's an excess. He's an abundant God. And so, wherever you might be at this moment, if you are in lack, see how God fed you spiritually and physically in days past when you didn't even deserve it. I think back to those years that I was not saved, I wasn't serving God, and I see His care, His protection, His provision, even when I wasn't serving Him. Beloved, He will supply your need now and in the future if you stay with Him. Now, what's another thing we can notice? Jesus didn't hand these loaves over to the people at once. He made the people sit down. And so when we go to church, it shouldn't be because we have a religious duty or it's a social thing to do or because, you know, we don't have anything else to do. It should be so you can sit at the feet of Jesus and let Him, through that pastor, through that evangelist, prophet, whoever, or even just, you know, in a whole, it could be a little widow woman being moved on by God to break the bread of life with you, that living bread that feeds your soul, that stirs your heart, that feeds you with life and strength and victory. God is willing to feed everyone around the world. He has no lack. There's such lack and privation, famine in this natural earth that we're living on because of all the distress of nations. But God has more than enough, and He is supplying the most important bread of all, the living bread, the spiritual bread, not only through this ministry, but through countless ministries who are preaching the whole counsel of God. And also, beloved, through you, through the members of His body as disciples of the Lord Jesus. After Jesus had given thanks for this bread, He gave it to the disciples, and He said to them, "Now you make the men sit down," and hand it to them. And before the people got that bread, it passed through the hands of God, through the hands of Jesus, and then through the hands of every disciple. And what do we see here illustrated? That there's no one in the family of God that can be independent of one another. Oh, sometimes we might think we are, but I am not, and you are not, beloved. The body of Christ is dependent upon each member of that body. Now, here's another something we can think about. Before that multitude got a bite of fish, it had to go into God's hands. And before that multitude got a single loaf, every loaf had to go into the hand of Jesus. Beloved, if you've eaten a meal today, that meal was really supplied by God. Oh, you may have worked and gotten a salary, but He provided that employment. So, beloved, today, as you are willing to sit at the feet of Jesus, you will be fed from His hand. Notice that they'd been with Jesus 3 days in the wilderness, in that lonely desert. It looked as though certainly the harvest would be very small, and yet when God moved, there was enough bread left over and meat enough, and 7 baskets of fragments were left. They had 7 loaves of bread, a few small fish. But remember, before these disciples got one bite to eat, they had to put all their bread into the hands of the Lord. They had to give the few little fish still left into God's hands. Then, after they had done this and it was handed back to them, they had to give to the people first, and they ate last. But they weren't poorer by giving to God first. After it was all over, and everyone had plenty and enough to eat, they had 7 baskets full of fragments left over. And sometimes when God asks us to give to Him, to a good cause, to His work, it might seem like, well, you're going to be made the poorer. But when you give in God's will, you will be blessed. Luke 6:38 states, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The reason why so many members of the body of Christ are so poor in some places because some people just don't believe God. They simply don't believe this principle that when you give to the Lord, and I'm not just talking finances, when you give your time, your compassion, your love, when you give of yourself, it makes you rich. And when you retain and hold back from the Lord, it makes you poor. Every man has a master, beloved, and if God is not his master, then the devil is, and the devil is a hard taskmaster. And if a man does not give what God asks him to, well, the devil can make him wind up spending more than what God had ever asked him to give. So Jesus will never cease to give the increase if we will put all into his hands. They only had 7 loaves and a few small fish, but the multitude was fed, and they still had 7 baskets full. The world has seen God move mightily down through the centuries. There were great men and women of God who have lived and died. But, brother and sister, God's promises, God's word, God's ability, His supply has not dried up. It's not dead. It's not empty. He's still on the throne. And there's another lesson we can learn in this passage of Scripture, as I've been sharing from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus' command was to pick up the crumbs, pick up the leftovers. They had just fed 4,000, but His command was to pick up the crumbs. And when the crumbs were all picked up, there were 7 baskets full. And He has kept on feeding the multitudes ever since. So it is with God's word. It never runs out. When we give to God, He will give back to us. He will never leave us desolate. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. Praise God. The Lord has never lost a battle. And you know, as I pray every morning for UCM Partners and for my spiritual family, my radio family, I ask the Lord, I tell Him that all we have is His and all that He has is ours. We have a divine inheritance. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so, if we will recognize that everything we have, the very breath in our body, the material possessions that we have, the finances that are in our checking account, our savings, they're all from Him. And beloved, we have to realize that we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for Him. We wouldn't have life itself if it wasn't for Him. In a moment of time, our breath could be taken from us. And so we have to realize not only do we have the riches of all of God's inheritance, but everything we have is His. And beloved, we need to have a joy in being able to give of ourselves, to give of our time, to give of our energies, to give of our finances. Beloved, if we don't do it now, when will we? And there is a joy in giving. Beloved, I don't spend time on this broadcast trying to speak of how great the need is in my letters that I invite the partners to receive every month, or those who maybe write in for the first time. I don't send, quote, appeal letters, which is what they used to be called. I don't mention money. My purpose is to share insight, revelation, a prophetic word, whatever it is that God would give, teaching, so that you can be blessed. And this ministry, for years now, I've been committed to giving way over tithes and offerings to missions. God, and there's such a joy in that. I love to be able to give. I don't publish it. I don't make a big to-do of it. But I'm just sharing that unless your heart finds joy in being able to give, not only of finances, but of yourself, then you need to ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to make you to have that experience of what it means to understand that we have freely received and we should freely give. The stingy man, the covetous man, the unwilling man, the stubborn or rebellious person who refuses to heed the call, they'll faint by the wayside. If we seek after the flesh or social standing instead of Jesus, if we give to be seen of men, if we refuse to give to God because we want what we have for ourselves, we basically become idolaters. When we take and put everything, beloved, at the feet of Jesus, when we take that which He puts in our hands and are willing to give to Him, there is blessing in obedience, beloved. And God is looking for some people who are saying, Lord, here are 7 loaves of bread, a few small fishes. Use them for your glory. Praise God. Amen and amen. So grant that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, my time is gone, and I will bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share your needs. If you're struggling financially, if you need work, if you need employment, if you need a new residence, write and share those needs. God is very practical, and He knows the things, and there's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,